All right, before we turn to prayer tonight, I guess we had a
little bit of break this summer where we did a time of extended singing and requests, and now we're coming back to our non-summer routine. And so tonight I would just briefly like to look at why do we even do this every week? Why have a prayer meeting? Why pray together? And I'm just going to throw out some things that the Word tells us about why we get together and pray. The first thing is that the work is too hard. There are things that we are trying to do as individuals, but also as a congregation. And it's too hard. We don't have enough strength to do it. Places like Proverbs 24:10, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. There's this sense that we have when we're facing the work, when we're in the middle of the work, doing the work of the congregation, where we think, I feel like I don't have enough strength. Well, it's true. The actuality is the work is too hard for us. None of us are sufficient for it. I mean, just think about some of the things that are in the mix in this congregation. If you were here on Sunday, I mean, we had someone who came to us, and he was actively in the grips of chemical addiction. And he wanted to get out of it. And it wasn't only chemicals. There was the whole spiritual and demonic component. Like, who has enough strength? Who has enough capability and skill to help someone? There's cancer and other very serious medical issues in our own congregation. There are people with significant mental health struggles. There are those of us that just want to get a break, want to break out of our own repetitive sins. Who has strength to overcome those things? Who has strength to break out, to help others break out? In truth, the work is too much for us. We don't have enough strength. We pray because we don't have enough strength. We also pray because the need is too great for us. We have our abilities, but we don't have enough abilities. We have the people who are here, and we have a wonderful group of people here, but there really aren't enough of us. Matthew 9:37, Jesus says this is exactly how it's going to be, and this is exactly why you'll need to pray. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful." So great, the harvest, there's a lot of harvest, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. He said, the harvest is there, but you don't have enough people. And that's the truth also for some of the work, some of the opportunities the Lord has given us here. We don't have enough people. But Jesus says that's how it's going to be. Pray that the Lord of the harvest would send more laborers. And so we do that. We pray. There are just too many things going on, though. We have a lot of talents in this congregation. But the truth is we don't have enough of people with enough talents. And we don't have all the talents and all the skills. I mean, just think of some of the mix that you may have even noticed on Sunday. We've got students. It's wonderful. We've got ODU students who are coming. I think there are there were six ODU undergrad, maybe eight or nine ODU undergraduates here. But there are also the kids of this congregation that need to not just have someone say hi, not just take interest in their life, but also the kids of this congregation, the children, they need people who can show them how to walk with Jesus, show them how to listen to Jesus and hear Jesus. We need people who can open up their homes to strangers, so that the constant stream of guests, the constant stream of military families that come in, and internationals. Like, we need homes to be opened up. We need people who are willing to make friendships with people in the community that are connecting with us. And some of them come in, and they come in just for a little while. Others come in, and they've been coming with us for years. We need people who can open up their lives. We need people who are enough people who can help form a community and build relationships, but not just that, people who can help younger people become formed into disciples. And the truth is, all of that is wonderful, and you all are entering into that work, but there are too few hands for all of that work. And even just, you take one more niche skill, financial skill, whether it's the needs of the church for people who can help with financial accounting, or whether it's people who can help others who need help with financial counseling. So we have too much need for our abilities. We don't have enough numbers. On top of that, and so we need to pray. On top of that, there are too few hours in the day. Maybe you feel like, wow, it's just like the needs and my desires and my skills, it's a great match, but there just aren't enough hours. You're mortal, you're limited, you've got to sleep, and you've got a family, and you've got a job. And, you know, even just one person in your life that you're willing to try to absorb and to be there to love and to listen to, someone that might, in their current place of distress or depression, they may need several hours a week. And you're willing, but you don't have several hours a week. So too few hours in the day. And maybe even we may feel like as a people that there are too few dollars. Think about how the disciples said to Jesus, he said, you go feed them. And they said, feed them? It would take a year's salary. We don't have that. Sometimes we sense we don't have enough dollars. All of that tells us we need to pray. We need to pray. And here's another thing that we want to think about prayer. We don't do prayer because it's a discipline. It is a discipline, but we don't do prayer just for the sake of having a discipline. We do prayer because prayer is humility. It's our expression of saying, I can't, but God, you can. I can't, but you can. Prayer is saying, I don't know when, Lord. I don't know when the help will come or when you'll provide the breakthrough that some people need or when the Spirit will come down and really just make the heart change that I need or that this person on my heart needs. I don't know when, but you know when. And so prayer can be, how long? How long, Lord? Isaiah 55, for as high as the heavens, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, the Lord says, so my ways are higher than your ways. And my thoughts than your thoughts. And that means his timing than our timing. And so prayer is just humility, saying, Lord, you know what's needed. And so James 4:10, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, and in due time, he will lift you up. So prayer is humility. Prayer also glorifies God instead of ourselves. When we do the work that we do, but we've started in it with prayer, and we do the work praying, when God works, he gets glorified, because we've been very conscious before, during, and after that it was only his strength because we didn't have enough strength. It was only his wisdom because we didn't know when or how. And it was only his mercy because he had to work. And we ran out of mercy sometimes. We ran out of love. We just got discouraged. We lost love. But when we stay in prayer to ask the Lord before, during, and after, we glorify God instead of ourselves. Psalm 113, who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth? He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap. So prayer is humility. Prayer glorifies God. And then sometimes what we realize is there's all this stuff going on, all these needs, these things that we willingly want to see done, that we want to do. But sometimes we need to realize that prayer itself is the work. Prayer itself is succeeding. Prayer is the work. Martin Luther had two famous quotes that I want to share with you. One of his quotes about prayer is this. He said, pray and let God worry. Pray and let God worry. Let God do the worrying. You pray. Another quote that perhaps you've heard from Martin Luther. If I fail to spend 2 hours in prayer each morning, the devil gets the victory through the day. I have so much business, I cannot get on without spending 3 hours daily in prayer. Prayer was the work. He's saying, I've got so many things that I need to do. I'm trying to help build up churches. I'm trying to train up pastors. I'm trying to write a commentary. I'm trying to respond to the government documents. He says, I've got so much to do. I've got so much that I can't not pray 3 hours a day. Now, the Bible doesn't say you need to pray 3 hours a day, but the point is that man was an overachiever, but he says, I'm so busy, I've got to spend hours praying to get it done. So sometimes prayer is the work. And here's what I want to close with. We pray, we come together to pray because Jesus prayed. Every day Jesus prayed. And Jesus, the very last night before his arrest, he prayed together with the disciples. That was the fitting thing to do just before his work came to the hardest point. And here's what you want to see. What was his great work? Well, one of his greatest works was his death on the cross. Right? He died on the cross, bearing our sins. What did Jesus do in the final seconds of that death? He was praying. Do you remember his prayer? As he hung, dying on the cross, Jesus prayed, "Into your hands I commit my spirit. Into your hands I commit my spirit." And then he died. He went into his greatest work in prayer. It was a prayer of humility. It was a prayer of dependence. And it was a prayer for the glory of God. It was a prayer of humility. He said, I commit my spirit. He had to commit himself to God. It was a prayer of dependence. It was into your hand. I commit your hands that he committed his spirit. It was a prayer for the glory of God. It was into your hands, he said to God. And so, because Jesus prayed, because Jesus is now praying, as we do the work Jesus has called us to do, Jesus ever lives to intercede. He's praying right now. He's praying when we're asleep. When you come to pray together, all you're doing is joining Jesus in prayer. That was a prayer meeting Jesus had already started.